Hello everyone, and welcome to some more Horrific News. Okay, I found this one randomly as well. It looks like we're getting a new Lovecraft-style game, so The Sinking City meets Dishonored, a new Lovecraftian horror game. Prepare for unfathomable monsters from the deep and fear for your limited sanity. Left alone to face the horrors. Wait, he has a gun? Well, anyone who's played Call of Cthulhu understands that having a gun means nothing when you're dealing with the Eldritch Deeps. Announced yesterday during Steam's Lovecraftian Days event, Stygian Outer Gods looks to be taking the Lovecraftian mythos very seriously, dropping players into the heart of the storm with only a single gun to protect them from the Eldritch monsters that await. Yeah, a gun's not going to do you any good when you're facing the old ones. Shipwrecked amongst the dark and stormy Kingsport, you'll play as a mercenary protecting a young girl, attempting to maintain your sanity while increasingly unfathomable events occur around you. Classic imagery of Lovecraft is all around the trailer, from the oncoming storms and Solitary Lighthouse to the ancient ruins encountered at the end. The narration over the trailer describing the dark universe yawning is directly lifted from Lovecraft's Nemesis, emphasizing that Mysterial Games have done their research for this horror game adventure. Right, as always, I'll link the article in the description. I had a wee look, no gameplay, there's a wee snippet but not even worth looking at, so it's all trailer. As you know with games, the trailer can look amazing, the graphics on the cutscenes can be brilliant, and then the gameplay be absolutely terrible. So I'm holding judgment on it. But so far, it looks good, the atmosphere. It just really depends how the game plays for me. That's what I'm interested in. Like, I come from old fogey stance on games. Need to be easy enough. I'm terrible at first-person shooters. Don't have the reflexes. So it has to be engaging enough that I can sort of meander through it and at least have a good stab at figuring things out. I don't mind puzzle. I like story-based games. I think you've probably seen that on the channel of games I play. I like it when a story unfolds and you kind of go along and, you know, solve parts of the adventure and complete tasks and move on. I don't like 100% puzzle games because sometimes it just gets so ridiculous and abstract that solving the puzzle is just impossible unless you read some guide or some circumstances, you know, accidentally let you do that. What was it? Terry Pratchett's Discworld series way back in the day. They were terrible for that. It was problem-solving games and you went through the Discworld and honestly, when you got to a certain point, like, it was impossible. And I hate that. I don't see the point. It's not enjoyable. At the end of the day, I play a game to unwind. Yes, I do stream on the channel because why not waste an opportunity? No point just switching off if I can make use out of it and provide content, then I'll do that too. And that just suffer through my terrible gameplay. Why not? Yeah, games I gotta remember back in the day just get that ridiculous that you lose interest in even trying to solve it. So as long as it's playable, a bit of a challenge, but achievable, and it's got a good atmosphere. So the trailer, the big thing for me with games is the trailer must match the gameplay. I really don't like overproduced cutscenes and then clunky gameplay. What is it, the Batman games? The Arkham ones? I don't even, the look of them is just horrendous. It looks like robot Batman sort of clunking about the place. And then you have these cutscenes that don't fit in. You know, I've just found all that really jarring. But again, that's just me. Other folks might enjoy it and you're more than entitled to. Anyway, back to the article. Despite seeming like a new franchise, Stygian Outer Gods is a sequel to Stygian Reign of the Old Ones, a tactical RPG game released in 2019. The reason for the drastic shift in gameplay style isn't known, but is likely inspired by the first-person perspective, making the player feel ever more vulnerable to insanity and the old gods themselves. The small snippet of gameplay at the trailer's close suggests that the game's first-person shooter mechanics may work somewhat like Dishonored, letting the player use different items in each hand, such as the gun shown and the lamp combination. We'll have to wait for more than just the teaser trailer for further gameplay. Further gameplay, gameplay. Alright, I think somebody didn't edit. Whoops. So we'll have to wait for more than just a teaser trailer for further gameplay. But Stygian Outer Gods already looks to have nailed the Lovecraftian atmosphere. For more on Lovecraft, check out all the info you need on the Steam Lovecraftian Days sale to satisfy your horror needs for cheap right now. Or if you're looking for something new to sink your teeth into, while we wait for Stygian, we have a list of all the new and upcoming PC games. Right, so that's a link. That's a link. Like I said, this article will be in the description, so you can follow up to your heart's desire. That's the end of the article. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, my thing is, it's great having wonderful graphics, but it has to match the gameplay. So if you overproduce the cutscenes and then the gameplay is really clunky, I'm not going to be invested. I just want to follow, like I said, a good story and an adventure. That's kind of my jam. But let me know what you think. Are you looking forward to this? Does this seem like something you'd get their teeth into. If I was going to start playing it on the channel, would you be interested in watching? Let me know what you think. And in the meantime, keep up to date with the channel. Do the type of tricky things. And until next time, keep it creepy. Keep it horrific.